When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This episode is brought to you by Ariston Specialties in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Makers of amazing olive oils and other Greek delights. Check them out online at AristonSpecialties.com. That's Ariston, A-R-I-S-T-O-N, Specialties.com. We're at faithmiddleton.com, and this is the Food Schmooze Party. We are thrilled to have you with us. This is our new podcast home at faithmiddleton.com, and I am with the all-stars, and wait till we tell you what today is. It's going to sound ordinary, but when you think about it, a chicken sandwich. Now, if I said to any of you as you're listening, all right, come on, give us an idea for a chicken sandwich. You know, sure, you could just slap a piece of chicken breast on a bun and there you go. Or you could do something interesting. So we're going to find out what everybody is thinking about. The all-stars are Carl Franklin of Quaker Hill, Connecticut, Joanne Church in New London, Connecticut, and Chris Prosperi, a Metro Beast chef and co-owner of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. And Chris, I want to start with you. Okay, blank, you know, it's almost a blank palate. What are you going to do? What do you think would be fun for a chicken sandwich that you couldn't tell everybody, but have it be doable for people?
All right, so I have one that I like when I eat out and one I like to make. Two totally different things. So let's start with the one I like to make. And this is one I've been eating a lot lately because summer's coming and it's a grilled chicken breast. So, and I find when I'm at home and I'm at the, you know, going to the grocery store, I like buying the cutlets already done. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they're thin. You know, there's usually like maybe 3 or 4 in a package. They're not too expensive. And all the work of pounding them and making them nice and even and sandwich side is all done for you. So look for chicken cutlets in the supermarket.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, so take a chicken cutlet, and then, you know, while I'm grilling, you know, I got my grill going nice and hot. I just do a little bit of salt and pepper and olive oil on the chicken, put it on the grill, grill it on both sides. So, you know, pretty simple. And then on a nice toasted traditional Kaiser roll, nothing fancy like brioche or anything, just a regular Kaiser roll, I like layering some Swiss cheese, avocado, and tomato. And then just, I'm a mustard person, but if you're a mayonnaise person, this would be perfect. And just a little whole grain mustard. And that is my go-to, like, every time grilled chicken sandwich.
Wow.
Simple,
sounds good.
But super yummy. Maybe a little arugula on there. And that's it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go with all the parts.
Yeah. Okay. So for going out, though, and I would love if I could make this at home, but it's just way too much work for me. I love all the crispy, different crispy sandwiches you get. There are even crispy fried chicken sandwich shops now in my area where all they do is fried chicken sandwiches. And oh my gosh, there's Korean fried chicken sandwiches.
Don't you be stealing my idea. You're going to be stealing my sandwich.
Believe Believe me, I do not want to make this. I go to Popeyes or Kentucky Fried Chicken, or like I said, there's a bunch of independent, you know, crispy chicken sandwich slaps. So
there's something really addicting about those things. Huh?
Oh,
crunchy,
yeah. In fact, there
good.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
That's
so good.
More right. than a joke. That's like,
no,
okay,
it's true.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's my dine-in and dine-out chicken sandwich.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing. Okay, Chris Prosperi, Metro Beast Restaurant, Simsbury, Connecticut. Okay, let's go to Joanne Church.
Hey.
In New London. Joanne, hey.
I have not heard of this until my friend Carolyn made it this Friday. The Coronation Chicken Salad. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
It was the Coronation.
Yeah, and there was a Coronation.
Yes.
So she saw it in the New York Times and made it, and it was delish. So she served it over lettuce, but then I got some to take home, and I made it into a sandwich. So this started in 1953 when Cordon Bleu Cookery School in London was preparing for the banquet of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in 1953. And these two women, Constance Spry and Rosemary Hume, Rosemary is a chef and the founder of the school, they came up with it and it
so
stuck.
Cool.
And really, it's cold chicken, curry cream sauce, and dressing. And I know that Julia Child went there in 1950, so she probably knew who these women were. And I'll tell you what's in it. So you make chicken breast, however you make them, and you're going to shred it. And then in a pan, you would put unsalted butter, chopped onion, red wine, mango chutney, or Carolyn just used fresh mango, tomato puree, curry powder, lemon. And so you cook that, you let it cool, and then you mix it with a cup of mayonnaise and like 3 ounces of dried apricots. But the original recipe was a cup of mayonnaise and heavy cream.
Of course.
With dried apricots.
Oh, my God.
I love
it.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Coronation.
You can use, instead of apricots, golden raisins.
Golden raisins.
And that's what Carolyn did.
But love it.
Delicious. And then she served, like, decided, it looked like Russian dressing to me, but it was this cream curry sauce, and it was unbelievable.
Wow.
Just so good.
Love
huh?
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And fun.
Perfect timing.
Perfect.
Yeah,
right. Well,
right.
Did you
watch it, right?
Did you watch the coronation?
The only reason I watched it was the next day when I was preparing a sandwich made with the leftovers. I thought, I have to put it on. And I saw the very end.
Oh, very cool.
With the
coronation chicken sandwich.
Yes, that's what made I thought, oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. Love it.
Okay, wow.
I was watching it only because my friend in London was like, you know, because they were locking up protesters, which is kind of unheard of in England, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People were protesting the monarchy, basically. And, you know, it's a little bit because of Charles. They didn't like him all that much, but more so because they think the monarchy is, like, you know, old and outdated and they spend a lot of money. But they were actually throwing protesters in jail. So he was like, you know, welcome to London. If you don't like our monarchy, you're going away.
To jail.
Wow.
Like the old days.
Just
going
like,
back in time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, love it.
Jeez. You know, it's just a tradition. You know,
sure.
It's yeah. Anyway.
It is an expensive one, though. I got that.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do have enough money, though.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to you with more riffs on a chicken sandwich. My dog Bon Bon is right here at my
Bonnie.
Feet in his bed. Hi, Bonnie. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Faith Middleton. Sorry, I was distracted for a minute watching Carl drink from his red wine glass.
I know, that goblet.
I saw the goblet and I thought, okay, because we can see each other.
It's a goblet.
That's coming so close.
That's coming
to the camera. That's why it looks like a goblet.
At some point, you're going to see us. Hey, I wanted to also thank Carl because he is our editor and sort of technical
sponsor, technical everything.
And he just does the best job. So, and really, Carl, thank you so much.
He does.
Yeah, Carl.
And he's a nice guy.
My business card says Renaissance Man. I like that. Oh, and that is so, if you know Carl, that is so true.
That's great.
Super genius. No, I'm just a dude. Come on now.
I know. Okay, so Carl, what do you have? I'm saving my chicken sandwich for the end. Go ahead.
So everybody knows I'm keto, so I don't do sandwiches on regular bread this much. However, I'm going to break tradition and share one of my favorite all-time sandwiches that I used to eat all the time. And it's an Italian chicken pesto sandwich.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and I used to get this as a panini at Two Wives in New London.
Oh, I know that place.
Yeah, if you got a panini press, that it'll work great. But you want to get some crusty bread, preferably some sourdough, big sourdough slices. I like Chris's idea of just going to the supermarket and buying a chicken breast already cooked, and you can like grill it up and put a little char on it.
Yep.
You can get them at the delis and the supermarkets. And that's what I would do, especially if I didn't feel like cooking it. So, but basically, here you go. You have a chicken. It's just layers, right? So pesto goes down where you would normally do mayonnaise. But I like to do pesto on one side, mayonnaise on the other, because who doesn't like mayonnaise?
Well, some people.
Yeah, some people don't. You're right.
Okay. They might be among us.
The heathens among us. Prosciutto.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Roasted red peppers.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then lettuce and tomato and your chicken.
Okay.
And some sort of cheese, especially for melting.
I knew you were going to get to cheese.
Oh, yum.
Asiago or provolone, some sort of sharp cheese. I don't know, cheddar, not really, a little too sharp maybe. A provolone or an Asiago probably would be a better choice.
Or mozzarella. A mozzarella would be
good. Oh, mozzarella. Absolutely. What am I thinking?
Fresh mozzarella. And then what do you do? Squeeze it in the press or?
Yeah, squeeze it in the press. Get it ooey gooey, delicious. You know, the salt of the prosciutto, the creaminess of the cheese. The pesto gets you right in the neck, you know.
Oh, like, I love it.
Oh, so good.
I know.
Yum.
Now, let me say, if you are not going to run out, you know, as soon as we're done, you know, I just have my sandwich to go. As soon as we're done, if you don't run out and buy chicken ingredients to make some kind of, this is a dinner. This isn't just like a Saturday lunch. Yep. This is like the whole meal right here.
And I used to eat that sandwich with some crispy kettle cooked potato chips.
Now you could slip them in the sandwich.
Slip them in the sandwich.
You're stealing my thunder.
I'm sorry.
Okay, come on. Okay.
What do you got, Faith?
So, I decided that at one point that I wanted to do a riff on Popeye's chicken sandwich because I love them. And so I, you know, and it's, you just get it, you know, extra crispy and all of that. I only have one step for you. And it's the night before or for the next day after you get home from work, if you're working, you just throw the pre-sliced from the supermarket chicken patties into fillets into some buttermilk in a bowl. And, you know, overnight, put a piece of plastic wrap and there you go. And so now it's soaked with buttermilk. And then you have your breadcrumbs, whatever kind you like. Carl is keto, so he would have crushed
pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Okay. Yeah. And I use Italian seasoning.
Yes.
On mine, just to give it a little flavor. And then, you know, I kind of do them twice, an egg wash, then I do them in the Italian seasoning, then I do an egg wash again, then the Italian seasoning. And that makes them very thick and ready to be really crunchy. And then I fry them in a pan, okay, a stovetop pan. Now, while it's frying in the pan and I'm watching it because I don't want it to burn, then I put mayonnaise with a little hot sauce in it on the buns.
Nice. Yeah.
And I use, this is crucial, I use brioche buns. If you have to go to the bakery to get them, get them. You can lots of times get them in the supermarket where the bread products are. But you've got to use brioche buns because that's just
buttery,
secret.
Buttery.
Yeah, and it's also secret to Popeye's chicken.
Nice.
So now I'm all set. As soon as those chicken breasts are nice, thick, and crunchy, I put a little salt and pepper around them, and then boom, on they go with dressing on each side of the roll, and there is, you know, press them down a little bit, there is my sandwich. Oh, but I forgot one of the most important things.
Let me guess.
Three slices of pickles.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives it
you
that know, crunch and sour taste.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
So good. And now, see, don't you want to have chicken? I want to have chicken right away.
I just want a bite of that sandwich right now.
Yeah.
I'm going between Faith's and Carl's, like, which one?
Yeah. Oh, my. Are you kidding? I could have had every single one of your
sandwiches. Every single one of them.
Every single one.
The coronation. Come on. It's the time.
That's right.
I know.
We haven't had one in how many years?
And just in general, curry chicken salad is like a perfect marriage, especially when you throw some dried fruit in there.
Yep.
That's like so good.
Always our biggest seller in the summer. Oh, yeah. Put it on lettuce. That's all we sell.
They're not serving it in New England in the summer, that's for sure. Mm. With all the mayonnaise, like, and heavy cream or creme fraiche is another. You could put creme fraiche in it.
They have clotted cream, right? It's even heavier.
Cream.
Put
it on the scones in the morning.
Love it.
This was really fun. Hey, you know what I wanted to also say? That's Carl singing and playing on our theme song, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So and cool. I'm crazy about it. And the second that I heard it, I said, come on, this has to be our theme song. So that's what you're hearing our guy over there who does all this stuff. And, you know, we're the backup singers on that album.
Carl was everything.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to see you next time. We're going to try and dream up something really fun for you here on the Food Schmooze Party at its new podcast home, faithmiddleton.com. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Waiting for the summer to come.